This show is a WHFR talk show presentation. The opinions expressed by WHFR staff and our guests are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford College. Not faculty, staff, administrators, anyone on our board of trustees, or students.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn, winner of the Spirit of College Radio Award, featuring local and independent artists.
This show is a WHFR talk show presentation. The opinions expressed by WHFR staff and our guests are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford College. Not faculty, staff, administrators, anyone on our board of trustees, or students.
Good afternoon, my friends. Welcome to Impact on WHFR 89.3.fm. I am your host, and I am Missy J. I would like to welcome you to a special edition of Impact, where we will talk about music, and more music, all things music. By the way, happy Black Music Month. Of course, I try to get guests in to discuss music with me, but everyone is busy and things do come up, but don't worry. I will have my guest back in. Nikki Nicole, aka Miss Massey, is in Atlanta, Georgia, enjoying time with her family and friends. Speaking of music, get ready for Summer in the D. Music on Belle Isle Group, Mo Big presents River Blast 2019 with free concerts on Sunday evenings beginning June 23rd. And running through August 25th from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Belle Isle State Park. So far, this summer's Mo Big schedule will include on June 23rd, the Farmington Community Band, June 30th, the Motor City Brass Band, July 21st, Novi Concert Band, July 28th, Plymouth Community Band, August 4th, Warren Concert Band, August 11th, Canton Concert Band, August 18th, Five Lakes Silver Band, and August 25th, the Birmingham Concert Band. For information and a complete concert schedule, see mobigmusic.org. The Belle Isle State Park is located on East Jefferson Avenue near the intersection of Mount Elliott in Detroit. Once again, remember, June is Black Music Month. It's summer in our city, and Music for Every Taste will happen this weekend in honor of Black Music Month. You will delight with the sounds of jazz, pop, gospel, R&B, hip-hop, classical, and even opera. On June 7th, 1979, more than 40 years ago, President Jimmy Carter designated the month of June to be the month of Black Music. Black Music Month is highlighted with various events urging everyone to recognize the contribution of America's Black music artists. June is a time to collectively revel in the many forms of music, from gospel to hip-hop, African-American musicians, singers, and producers. Let's all celebrate the music while we're entertained by the sound, because Detroit has some of the best of the best. And I would be remiss at this point if I didn't mention our own homegrown Motown sound. So, thanks to LaDale Harper, who writes for Downtown Monitor. Pick up a copy today. Check out the 13th annual Detroit River Days Festival, which will be held June 21st through the 23rd. This time it's in a new location on the West Riverfront and features more than 50 music acts. One of the acts that is featured will be our own Lady Champagne. She will be featured on Friday, June 21st at 3:30 p.m. on the Michigan Lottery stage. So please, go check her out. And if you don't know where the park is, it is behind the main post office. So please get out and enjoy some great music. Some of the other guests that will be there, guest artists and musicians, check out the Mary Jane Girls, Smokey Robinson, Brian McKnight, Brandy, Carl Thomas, Faith Evans, among others. So check out the 13th annual Detroit River Days Festival. And Detroit is looking to break a Guinness Book World of Records by having the most food trucks at a festival. So get out and about and check it out. Also, this upcoming weekend, it's also a big weekend because it's the 2019 National Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony weekend. A lot of these events take place at our wonderful sponsor, Burt's Entertainment Complex, this Friday, June 21st, 10 a.m. until 12 noon. Check out the State of Black Music Conference meeting. This is free and open to the public. Let's get together and talk about the state of black music today and yesterday and tomorrow. Come share your thoughts and your feelings. And let's ask the question, do we really support our local artists and musicians? Well, we do here at WHFR, but our artists, it doesn't seem like they're being appreciated, especially in the Detroit area and worldwide. But I find that a lot of our artists are being appreciated more in other states and especially overseas. So let's come out and discuss this issue. Following the same day, 2 o'clock p.m., Friday, June 21st, Parkside Street in Detroit, Michigan, the David Ruffin Street Naming Avenue ceremony will take place and then go back to Burt's in the Motown Room for the David Ruffin Avenue ceremony party at 8 o'clock p.m. until, and it's free and open to the public. Then on Saturday, June 22nd, is the 8th annual National R&B Hall of Fame all-white dance party and tribute to Motown 60th anniversary. Then at the Charles H. Wright Museum is the Black Tie Affair. It's the 8th annual National Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame induction ceremony on Sunday, June 23rd, 2019. The red carpet and media event takes place at 4 o'clock p.m. and the ceremony takes place at 5 o'clock p.m. If you need tickets, you can always call Burt's for more information at 313-936-2040. I hope to see you at some of these events. Also taking place the same weekend, June 21st and 22nd at Cobo Hall, the El Olam Center for Dance presents a two-day dance, mime, and music intensive workshop. Miracles, Signs, and Wonders, June 21st and 22nd. For more information, please contact 248-599-2239. Minister Yolanda Roundtree is the founder of El Olam Center for Dance and Arts and El Olam Cares. So please check out that event as well. Secure your spot today to study with industry greats. The Carr Center, resident artist and director of the Gathering Orchestra, Rodney Whitaker, leads a two-week music intensive of classes catered to developing musicians and literary artists ages 12 to 18. The intensive workshop will be taught by professional musicians in many areas, including ensemble performance, music theory, music history, lyricism, spoken word, rhythm, and beat creation. Students will also learn and rehearse several pieces to be performed in a live showcase at the end of the program. Just go on www.thecarrcenter.org for more information and registration. Also, the Carr Center will feature a film school for ages 14 through 18, July 1st through the 14th, Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. at the Detroit School of Arts, 123 Selden Street in Detroit, Michigan. Please, please hurry up because the deadline to register is June 21st and they only have 30 spots available. You can also go online at www.thecarrcenter.org. The Detroit Windsor Dance Academy will present its 35th anniversary and concert on Saturday, June 22nd, 6 p.m. at the Music Hall Center for the Performing Arts. The show is presented by Artistic Director Deborah White Hunt and Executive Director Bruce Hunt. For tickets and information, just call 313-872-7200 or see DetroitWindsorDance.org. The Music Hall for the Performing Arts is located at 350 Madison in downtown Detroit. The soundboard of Motor City Casino Hotel on Wednesday, June 19th, will Welcome, Michael McDonald of the Doobie Brothers, also a great solo artist. He will present a lot of music during his time with the Doobie Brothers, as well as his rendition of Motown covers. For more information, just go on to soundboard.org or call 313-237-7711. Motor City Casino Hotel is located at 2901 Grand River Avenue in Detroit, Michigan. Also, on Wednesday, take in some jazz at the Aretha Franklin Amphitheater. Kenny G will be performing. The Aretha Franklin Amphitheater is located at 2600 Atwater. Shout outs go to Charlie Wilson, The Whispers, and Layla Hathaway for a wonderful Father's Day weekend concert. It was really beautiful. Charlie Wilson puts on an excellent show. So, shout out to him. It's so much music and concerts to take in. So, I will let you know what's going on and about in the city. Also, wishing prayers for the family of Gloria Vanderbilt. How many of you had a pair of her jeans? I wore those jeans so many times. I was just so excited to have a pair of those jeans. I don't care what anyone had to say. I had to wear those jeans. So, would like to send out prayers to Anderson Cooper and the rest of her family. Sleep well, my friend. The 42nd annual St. Pat Irish Festival that supports St. Patrick's Senior Center will take place on Sunday, June 23rd from 1 until 9 p.m. It's one of Midtown's longest running traditions, with fiddlers and balladeers, step dancers and bagpipers. Visitors can choose from traditional Irish dishes such as Irish egg rolls, corned beef, and Guinness, plus a variety of drink stations, desserts, and more. The St. Patrick Senior Citizen is Senior Center. I don't know why I want to say senior citizen. Maybe I have some thoughts ahead about retirement. Is located at 58 Parsons behind Orchestra Hall in downtown Detroit. Funds raised at the festival are essential to the center's future for Michigan residents over 65, expected to outnumber those under age 17 in just a few years. Wow. For more information, just call 313-833-7080. Free parking is available across the street. This is a good event, so please come out and show your support. They look out for the seniors, and that is good to know, because my time is quickly approaching. So let's show some love to our senior citizens. Once again, as I said previously, please show your support and attend Detroit River Days and catch Blues Lady Champagne, 3:30 until 4:30 p.m. at the Michigan Lottery Stage. Also the same day, Soaring Eagle National Music Stage, Luther Relives, 5 p.m. Mary Jane Girl, 6:45 p.m., and Smokey Robinson, 8:30 p.m. Also, at 1 o'clock p.m. at River Days, it will be the Tuskegee Airmen Museum Air Show. 5 o'clock p.m., the 313, the Live Experience. 6:45, Laura Rain and the Caesars. And 8:30 p.m., Dennis Coffee. You can catch these acts and others at the Michigan Lottery stage. And it's going to be hot. Joining Lady Champagne will be Shine McDonald, Ralph Armstrong, who is the former bass player for Aretha Franklin, and Nancy Wilson, Dave McMurray. Lady Champagne says it's going to be hot blues, soul, and R&B off the riverfront. And she wants to see you there. So let's show up and support Lady Champagne. Also, check out her Beast of the Blues show as well. I need to get her in here to be my guest. She was going to try and show up, but she had to take care of some business, which is understandable. But I'm going to have to grab her and get her in the studio as my special guest. The Palmer Woods Music and Homes and Gardens presents the grand finale concerts of the 2019 series this weekend. On Friday, June 21st, please go out for Motown and Beyond with the Al McKenzie Quintet and get ready for a journey down memory lane. On Saturday, June 22nd, they're having a Latin jazz dance party with the Afro-Caribbean Cuban Sounds of Orquesta La Inspiración. Prior to the concert, from 6 to 7 p.m., join them for a free dance lesson with their friends from the Fred Astaire Dance Studio. You can learn the cha-cha-cha, the salsa, merengue, and so many more dances. So, get out and have a good time. For tickets and more information, just go online at Palmer Woods Music Homes 2019.invitebright.com. The Nanandi Center is pleased to welcome back two legendary modern jazz musicians, saxophonist Dave Murray and drummer percussionist Khali El-Zabar, who come together in a very dynamic jazz duo. On Saturday, June 22nd, 7 o'clock p.m., doors open. Performance takes place at 8 o'clock p.m. Tickets and more information can be obtained by calling 313-8700 or in person. Check out the Rod Williams Quartet at Cliff Bales on Friday, June 28th at 8 o'clock p.m. and Saturday, June 29th at 9:30 p.m. It's a lot of great music, I'm telling you, this summer. So, you won't be disappointed. And a lot of the events I'm mentioning are free. In celebration of Juneteenth, the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History welcomes Robert Hurst as he presents Jubilant Juneteenth Jamboree Band. There are tickets on sale right now. June 19th, 7 p.m. at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History, 315 East Warren Avenue in Detroit, Michigan. That's in the Cultural Center. Please go out. Like I said, it's so much to take in, so much music. Music is therapy. And I'm going to get a guest on Impact to share with us why music is therapy. Music is therapy for me because it helps me relax and takes me to another place. It's peaceful. The lyrics have meaning, and it has meaning to me. And it depends on the situation that I'm in. I love music. Where would I be without music? I would be a song with no words.
I'm talking to all the lovers in the house tonight.
Welcome to WHFR.FM. I'm Anderson Coleman. I bring you classic vintage blues and R&B with expert analysis. Lock me in on 89.3 Saturdays, 8 to 10 p.m. for Blues with a Feeling, and enjoy great blues.
This show is a WHFR talk show presentation. The opinions expressed by WHFR staff and our guests are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford College. Not faculty, staff, administrators, anyone on our board of trustees, or students.
Thelma Houston will be in town on Saturday, June 29th at 8 o'clock p.m. with Thelma Houston's Motown, My Motown Memories and More. This takes place at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center. For tickets and more information, just go online at www.dearborntheater.com, or you can call the box office at 313-943-2354. The box office is open Thursday through Saturday, 12 until 7 p.m. Miss Houston is coming back to take you on a musical Motown journey, which goes back to her roots and her historic career at Motown Records. The songs will include Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, Get Ready, Uptight, Everything's All Right, Dancing in the Streets, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch, Please, Mr. Postman, Heatwave, Do You Know Where You're Going, Cloud Nine, Don't Leave Me This Way. That's her rendition of a Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes song. She did a great, great rendition of that song, and she still looks and sounds good. I Got the Music in Me and This Is Your Life. July 10th through the 18th, 2019, check out the Concert of Colors. Midtown Detroit, free. This is Metro Detroit's 27th Annual Diversity Festival. And WHFR will be in the house, kicking off the 2019 Concert of Colors, celebrating WDET's 70th and Orchestra Hall's 100th anniversaries. It will be a WDET and DSO Summer Street Party at the DSO, Sosnick Courtyard, and Max M. and Marjorie S. Fisher Music Center. There will be live music, food, and you can bring your lawn chairs and blankets. At 6 p.m., it will be the NPR Tiny Desk Contest. Performance. WDET music host and public vote chose the band to open the fest from the Michigan entries. At 7 p.m., check out Ismail and the Earth Island Drummers with Lana Minis, Oriental Dancers, Dancing on Tarab. 8:30 p.m., Will Sessions with the Dames. And on Thursday, July 11th, in the Annex at the Arab American National Museum, 13624 Michigan Avenue in Dearborn, from 6:30 until 9:30 p.m., there will be a forum on community, culture, and race, freedom of expression, the power of owning our voices. The keynote speaker will be Dr. Gloria House, with others, and there will be performances as well. Now, a RSVP is required. COCF Forum 19. Friday, July 12th, you can check out performances at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History, once again located at 315 East Warren Avenue in Detroit, Michigan, the Cultural Center of Detroit. 5 p.m. is DJ Equad. He's going to bring to you Motown music and hip-hop jams. 6:45 p.m., Boog Brown. 7:30 p.m., Pamela Wise Ensemble. 9:30 p.m., David McMurray and the Black Light Collective at the Michigan Science Center. On the same day, Friday, July 12th, from 5 until 8 p.m., check out Tilted Axis, music for mobile electric guitars. The Michigan Science Center is located 5020 John R. At the Detroit Historical Museum, 1 to 5 p.m., check out various exhibits, such as the Detroit 67 Perspectives and Center Stage, the Negro Leagues, and Detroit's LGBTQ Community Photo Gallery. Among other things, check it out. I have so much sauce. Is so much, but I don't want you to forget about Don Was. Don Was, his Detroit All-Star Review, which celebrates the 60th anniversary of Motown, this year will take place. The main stage of the Detroit Film Theater at the Detroit Institute of Arts, 5200 John R. Detroit's Cultural Center. The show will feature such people as the Review Band, Sweet P. Atkinson, Donald Ray Mitchell, Sir Harry Bowen, Brian Roscoe White, Randy Jacobs, Dave McMurray, Ron Pegborn, Ron Otis, Don Was, Martha Reeves, Mitch Ryder, The Velvettes, Dennis Coffey, Melvin Davis, Carolyn Crawford, Kenny Watson, Ty Stone, The Drinkert Sisters, Kathy Cousins, and so many more. Just too much to name, but please come out to the Concert of Colors. It is free. There will also be vendors on hand. Now, on Tuesday, July 16th, you can check out the Detroit Film Theater main stage at the Detroit Institute of Arts. At 7 p.m., there will be a film screening of Grace Jones' Blood, Light, and Bam, with introduction by Richard Pierce. And come out on Thursday, July 18th at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History from 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. for Dancing in the Street. Let's celebrate the 78th birthday of Martha Reeves and the 60th anniversary of Motown with Martha and the Down Was All-Star Review. I'm telling you, Martha Reeves puts on a wonderful birthday celebration. She even gets a party bus. Oh, yes. She still parties and dances in the street and wherever else she dances. Be back shortly. Impact with Missy J. All things music today. Rhythm and blues, commonly known and abbreviated as R&B, is a genre of popular music that originated in African American communities in the 1940s. The term was originally used by record companies to describe recordings marketed predominantly to urban African Americans at a time when urban, rocking, jazz-based music with a heavy, insistent beat was becoming more popular. In the commercial rhythm and blues music typical of the 1950s through the 1970s, the bands usually consisted of piano, one or two guitars, bass, drums, one or more saxophones, and sometimes background vocalists. R&B lyrical themes often talked about the African American experience of pain and the quest for freedom and joy, as well as triumphs and failures in terms of relationships, economics, and aspirations. The term rhythm and blues has undergone a number of shifts in meaning. In the early 1950s, it was frequently applied to blues records. Starting in the mid-1950s, after this style of music contributed to the development of rock and roll, the term R&B became used to refer to music styles that developed from and incorporated electric blues as well as gospel and soul music. In the 1960s, several British rock bands, such as the Rolling Stones, The Who, and The Animals, were referred to and promoted as being R&B bands. Posters for The Who's residency at the Marquee Club in 1964 contained the slogan, Maximum R&B. Their mix of rock and roll and R&B is now known as British Rhythm and Blues. By the 1970s, the term rhythm and blues changed again and was used as a blanket term for soul and funk. In the 1980s, a newer style of R&B developed, becoming known as contemporary R&B. It combines rhythm and blues with elements of pop, soul, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. Popular R&B vocalists at the end of the 20th century included Prince, R. Kelly, Stevie Wonder, Chaka Khan, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey. In the 21st century, R&B has remained a popular genre, becoming more pop-oriented. Now, let's not also forget about the type of music I love. I'm going to tell you about it. If you don't know, I love all types of music. But I will talk to you about my main focus. And one of the artists, the group that will be honored, is known for this type of music. As a matter of fact, one of the members, he is known as spearheading and creating the beat and the genre known as New Jack Swing. Yes, New Jack Swing or Swing Beat is a fusion genre spearheaded by Teddy Riley and Bernard Bell that was popular from the mid-1980s into the early 1990s, a collaboration between former members of Minneapolis music group The Time, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis and Janet Jackson, originated the style that came to be known as New Jack Swing with Jackson's third studio album, Control. The key producers were Babyface and L.A. Reid, Bernard Bell, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, and Teddy Riley. Its influence, along with hip-hop, seeped into pop culture and was the definitive sound of the inventive New York club scene. It fuses the rhythm, samples, and production techniques of hip-hop and dance pop with the urban contemporary sound of R&B. Merriam-Webster's online dictionary defines New Jack Swing as pop music usually performed by black musicians that combines elements of jazz, funk, rap, and rhythm and blues. The New Jack Swing style developed as many previous music styles did by combining elements of older styles with newer sensibilities. It used R&B style vocals sung over hip-hop and dance pop style influenced instrumentation. The sound of New Jack Swing comes from the hip-hop swing beats created by drum machines and hardware samplers, which were popular during the golden age of hip-hop with contemporary R&B style singing. New Jack Swing did take up the trend of using sample beats and tunes. A lot of times you can hear George Clinton, James Brown in a lot of these songs, and also created beats using the then new SB 1200 sampler and the Roland TR-808 drum machine to lay an insistent beat under light melody lines and clearly enunciated vocals. The Roland TR-808 was sampled to create distinctive syncopated swung rhythms, with this snare sound being especially prominent. Two examples would be Groove Me by Guy, which samples Funky President, People Is Bad, My Thing, and The Champ, as well as its own swing drums, and Right or Wrong by Mind, which fuses sharp drum reverb effects and a hidden loop sample of the Funky Drummer. New Jack Swing influenced Michael Jackson to create the album Dangerous, which to date is the most successful New Jack Swing album, having sold over 30 million copies worldwide. It also won the Grammy Award for Best Engineered Album and Non-Classical. So please, study up on the various genres of music. Once again, Guy is one of the honorees and will be inducted in the R&B Hall of Fame this weekend. I want to thank Lamont Robinson, Lamont Showboat Robinson, for all he does to honor our artists. There is a need, and this is not taken away from Motown. There is a need for a R&B Hall of Fame museum in Detroit, Michigan. This is my opinion and my opinion only. A nice spot for the museum to me would be where Henry Ford Auditorium once stood. That's my opinion. It's not the opinion of the radio station or Henry Ford College. It is my own opinion. I want to get Lamont Robinson in the studio once again, among others. It's important that we let the young people know about our history, about their history. And once again, let me express how it's very important to support our local artists and musicians and songwriters. That's what we do here at WHFR. We support local artists and musicians. Once again, some of the people who are inducted or who will be inducted will be Ray Parker Jr., Detroit native, Northwestern High School alumni. He once was part of the group called Radio, which consisted of musicians from Detroit as well. Eddie Kendricks, Stephanie Mills, H-Town, Keith Washington, The Rude Boys, among others. Also, Detroit's own Dramatics will be re-inducted again. They were first inducted in 2013. I want to say rest in paradise, Willie Ford. Bass and baritone of the Dramatics, who recently made his transition. It was a beautiful ceremony. Also, there will be special musical tributes to Aretha Franklin and Stevie Wonder. Did you see that mural that is almost finished on the side of the music hall? It is beautiful. So please, 2019 8th Annual Black Tie National R&B Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony takes place this Sunday, June 23rd, red carpet, 5 to 6, ceremony 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. I had the pleasure of going last year, Charles H. Wright Museum, 315 East Warren Avenue, and they have an after party at Burt's Entertainment Complex, 2727 Russell, in the Eastern Market District. I had the pleasure of meeting Brenda Holloway, Mary Wilson from the Supremes, among others. Ran into one of Florence Ballard's daughters and a great-granddaughter. And once again, the David Ruffin Avenue street renaming. The home of David Ruffin. This is where it will take place. 17385 Parkside Street in Detroit, Michigan. David Ruffin purchased this home on July 22nd, 1970. Please come join the family of David Ruffin, friends and fans, in celebrating the renaming of Parkside Street to David Ruffin Avenue. This will take place at 2 o'clock p.m. Then we'll go back and celebrate at Burt's in the Motown Room at 6 o'clock p.m. until. This is free and open to the public. David Ruffin was part of the lineup for the Temptations, known as the Classic Five era. So please come out and support and have a good time.
With so many varieties of jazz out there, what do you choose on any given day? Well, you can tune in to my show, Terrence Tyson, your host, each and every Sunday from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m., and we'll help solve the mystery by playing it by ear. That's the Play It By Ear Jazz Show every Sunday from 10 until 1, right here on the station making waves, WHFR.FM 89.3 from Henry Ford College. Come join me each and every Sunday, and we'll solve the mystery by playing it by ear.
This show is a WHFR talk show presentation. The opinions expressed by WHFR staff and our guests are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford College. Not faculty, staff, administrators, anyone on our board of trustees, or students.
This is Missy J, Impact. Today was all things music. In celebration of Black Music Month, I'm glad you joined me today. Like I said, my guest once again could not make it. So, I will let you listen to a little music before I sign off. I have one more thing to say, and I'm going to get out of here. Enjoy. African American Music Appreciation Month is an annual celebration of African American music in the United States. It was initiated as Black Music Month by President Jimmy Carter, who on June 7, 1979, decreed that June would be the month of Black music. In 2009, the commemoration was given its current name by President Barack Obama. In his 2016 proclamation, Obama noted that African American music and musicians have helped the country to dance, to express our faith through song, to march against injustice, and to defend our country's enduring promise of freedom and opportunity for all. Thanks to President Jimmy Carter, who is still going strong and teaching Sunday school and looking out for the less fortunate. His contribution to Habitat for Humanity. And of course, thanks to President Barack Obama, who always celebrated artists and musicians, including our own Queen of Soul, at the White House, along with the forever First Lady, Michelle Obama. I am Missy J. Thanks a lot for joining me on Impact today. But you can catch me every Saturday from noon until 2 p.m. For this is the house that Jack Swing built on the station that's always making waves, WHFR 89.3.FM. And may I add, we have some wonderful, outstanding on-air personalities. Won't you join us? Shout out to all the loyal listeners and Henry Ford College that make all opportunities possible.
Do you enjoy listening to a wide variety of jazz music, featuring some of your favorite classic to contemporary artists? Then why not start your weekend off by tuning in to the Jazz Horizon Show with yours truly, Earl Jones, your host, each and every Friday evening from 8 until 10 p.m. right here on WHFR 89.3 FM, the station that's making waves. That's the Jazz Horizon Show, every Friday evening from 8 until 10, with real jazz for your ears, listening pleasure.
This show is a WHFR talk show presentation. The opinions expressed by WHFR staff and our guests are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford College. Not faculty, staff, administrators, anyone on our board of trustees, or students.
Listener-supported, non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn.
Just a normal boy. No one knows how he ended up that way. It's just something that cannot be explained. He can't put his hands in his pockets. Got tentacles for arms. It's hard for him. Tentacles for arms. I'm feeling
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio.
And dolls, you are at the malt shop with Daddy G. And we're going back to the 50s and the 60s. So hang those fuzzy dice on the rearview mirror, grab your favorite squeeze, and head on down to the malt shop where the jukebox is playing. The kids are dancing. And here we are, back in the 50s.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing.
Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a pony.